But for now, going back to the very epic Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether we say mitoich shehutra melacha letzayrech oichal nefesh hutra nami shaloi letzayrech oichal nefesh, or whether we not we don't do that. So the truth is that this is a topic that Am Yetzer Hashem we will revisit. There's so much here just from a basic foundational perspective, but just to make a haschala and start the discussion and mention something that Tosfos speaks out here on today's daf that's very, very interesting. And that is, so halacha l'maisa, we have a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether you're allowed to carry a katan, a lulav, and a sefer Torah in a Rishus HaRabim on Yontif or not. And what came out from the Maskonas HaGemara is that everybody agrees, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that just like this Hoitzah on Shabbos, this Hoitzah on Yontif as well. Stating that, being that Hoitzah is a malacha that you're allowed to do L'tzorech Eichel Nefesh, Beis Hillel held that Mitoich Shehutra malacha L'tzorech Eichel Nefesh, Hutra Nami Shaloi L'tzorech Eichel Nefesh. Beis Shammai argued, and Beis Shammai said, there's no such thing. If you're carrying L'tzorech Eichel Nefesh, that's fine. That's something you're allowed to do. But there's no such concept that says that being that you're allowed to do this malacha L'tzorech Eichel Nefesh, so too, you're allowed to do it Shaloi L'tzorech Eichel Nefesh. But Beis Hillel holds, you do same mitoich. And of course, if it's a machlokes in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we paskin like Beis Hillel. And that's why we paskin that you're allowed to carry a katan, you're allowed to carry a lulav, you're allowed to carry a sefer Torah into a Rishus HaRabim, even though it's not L'tzorech Eichel Nefesh, and even though Itzah is one of the malachas that you're not allowed to do on Yontif, it's based on the concept of mitoich. Another thing we saw in the Gemara is that this idea of mitoich is not exclusive to Itzah. The Gemara applied it to Shechita, the Gemara applied it to Havara, the Gemara applied it to Bishnal. So clearly this is something that's not unique to Itzah, but rather, anytime you have a malacha that's Tzorech Eichel Nefesh, the halacha is we say, mitoich shehutra malacha l'tzorech Eichel Nefesh, hutra nami Shaloi L'tzorech Eichel Nefesh. Stating that, there's a very, very important caveat that needs to be addressed right at the beginning of the sugya. And that is, the Mishnah that mentioned Beis Hillel's Chiddush of Mitoich gave three examples of something that you would have thought without Mitoich you wouldn't be allowed to do, but really you're allowed to. They're all Negeya, the Malach of Hitzah. One was carrying a child. The other one is carrying a lulav, and the other one is carrying a sefer Torah. Rashi and Tosfos both say that you know what these three things have in common? What they have in common is that even though when you carry a katan, a lulav, and a sefer Torah, there's no oichal nefesh component, but there is a tzairach. There is a tzairach. Tosfos is a lot wordier than Rashi. Kedarke b'kodesh. And Tosfos says that not only is there a tzairach, but they're all a tzairach mitzvah. In fact, Tosfos says that when the Mishnah said that Beis Hillel says you're allowed to carry a katan, he meant you're allowed to carry a katan lachnisei bevrisei shel Avraham Avinu. We're talking about when you're doing a bris milah on Yontif, because otherwise it wouldn't be doichin Yontif, and you want to carry this child now to be machnesim lebrisei shel Avraham Avinu b'itoy bezmanai, that's something that you're allowed to do. A lulav, you're taking the lulav because you want to be yotzei in a mitzvah of lulav. A sefer Torah, why are you taking a sefer Torah? Obviously for the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, or you want to learn from the sefer Torah. But these are all things that you're doing the tzarech mitzvah. So it says Tosfos that this that Beis Hillel says mitoich shehutra l'tzayrich hutra nami shaloi l'tzayrich, it just means that it doesn't have to be l'tzayrich eichel nefesh, but avada and avada it has to be l'tzayrich. In fact, says Tosfos, the three examples of the Mishnah were all l'tzayrich. They were l'tzayrich mitzvah. There was a real tzayrich katan for bris milah, lulav to be yotz in a mitzvah d'alminim, and sefer Torah in a mitzvah of kriyas haTorah. So these were all things that were l'tzayrich mitzvah. So enochi nami, it doesn't have to be. And a chenami, it doesn't have to be l'tzorech eichel nefesh, but at the same time, l'tzorech it does have to be. And Rashi and Tosfos both say that in their own way. But if you look closely, there's a major machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi held that this, that it's mavur in the Mishnah, that even according to Beis Hillel, that you say mitoich, but at the end of the day, there has to be a tzorech, that's only midrabbanan. Midday Raisa, once you sign up and you subscribe to the concept of Mitoich, at this point there's no halacha anymore that it has to be L'tzayrach. What then does Beis Hillel mean when he gave examples of Tzayrach? He meant Midrabbanan. Because the Rabbanan would be guys and they wouldn't allow you to do Itzah if it wasn't Letzayrach at all. But Avada Midairaisa, there's no such caveat that says that it has to be something that's Dafka Letzayrach. Tosfos argues, and Tosfos says this is all on a Dairaisa level. And Midairaisa, if a person would carry on Yontif, says Tosfos, Shaloi Letzayrach Klal, not Letzayrach Oichal Nefesh, and not Letzayrach anything else either, the halacha would be he would get Malkus. The Bir Halacha in the beginning of Simit Tovkuf Yud Ches, see, discusses this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and then he goes on to list all the different Rishonim. The Bir Halacha, as he often does, he's malakit Rishonim literally from everywhere, earlier Rishonim, later Rishonim, and he tallies up which Rishonim held, like Tosfos, that it has to be Litzorech, and if not, you would violate the Malacha Medei Raisa, and which Rishonim held like Rashi, and he comes out that overwhelmingly the consensus is like Shitas Tosfos. And that's why the Bir Halacha says that it's poshit, you have to be machmer when it comes to any mitoich situation, and you have to realize that in the event a person does a Malacha that's lit Oichel Nefesh Digam Malacha, but you're relying on mitoich, it has to, at the end of the day, be Litzayrach. And if it's not Litzayrach, you're not dealing with a question of a Derabbana, the way Rashi learned. But Rad Berlocha says, it's clear in the Rishonim that you'll be dealing with a Deraisna issue, because the Halacha, it's Shitas Tosfos, which is that the condition, that there has to be some Tzayrach, is a Deraisna condition. This is not something that's merely a Derabbana condition. But then Tosfos says something very interesting. Tosfos says that he saw some that want to say that the only time Beis Sol said his halacha mitoich is if the tzayrech that you have, which again is not oichal nefesh, is al kalpanim a mitzvah. But if this is not a dvar mitzvah at all, even though there's a tzayrech, you don't say the halacha mitoich. But Tosfos says that that's not the case. And the Achronim all quote this Tosfos, and when the Achronim quote this Tosfos, they all say it in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. So we don't have Tosfos in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, but the Vilna Gaon and the Amshel Shloima and all the Achronim had this Chiddush in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Said Rabbeinu Tam, lesser l'peirushan, it's not true. When Beis Hillel says that the only time you say mitoich, even midei raisa, is if there's a tzayrich, he didn't mean that it has to be a tzayrich mitzvah. As long as there's some tzayrich, that's going to be okay. In other words, lesser l'peirushan, delav davka katan l'moiloi, duha din shalai l'moiloi. If you want to carry your child, not for bris milah, but rather letiul ba'alma, you want to go for a spatzir and you're going to push a wagon and there's no erev and it's yontif and it's not letzayrich oichal nefesh, that's going to be okay, says Tosfos. And Rabbeinu Tam said, I'll prove it to you. He said, da'ashka chanami, because you find the mesachkim bekador, that people play ball in a Rishus HaRabim, Shekirim Pluto Belaz, Beyontif, the Rishus HaRabim. I forgot the Lekka Elatil. He said that was the Minig Yisrael. People used to play ball in a Rishus HaRabim Manyantif. Now, how you let it play ball in a Rishus HaRabim Manyantif? You're carrying the ball. Now, this is not a Tzayrich Eichel Nefesh. Elamai, it's a Tzayrich. But what's the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to play ball? So you're not doing a mitzvah when you're playing ball. Elamai, it's a Tzayrich. So said Rabbeinu Tam that this idea, this rumor, this theory that the only time Beis Hillel was matter, the tzairich, is if it's like the tzairich in the Mishnah, katan, oh, bris milah, lulav, and sefetar, it's labdafka. And by the way, Rebbeinu Tam said, katan doesn't mean bris milah. Hey, it's a very nice pshat, but it's not what it means. It doesn't mean bris milah. You know, katan means you're going for a spatzir, and that's already enough for it to be a tzairich, but the bottom line is, it doesn't have to be a bris milah. But Tosfos quotes some interesting minig, and if the Gersh is Rebbeinu Tam, this goes back a very long way, where Rebbeinu Tam said, Ashkechanami, you find there were people, the Mesachim Bekadur, Shekairin, Rabbeinu Tam even told us the name of the sport, not sure what this is, Beyontif, Birshus HaRabim, Afagaf Teleka Elatil, and this is a riot to his Chiddush that Rabbeinu Tam didn't mean, that Beisul didn't mean Dafka L'Tzarech Mitzvah, but any Tzarech is going to be okay. And the truth is that this opens up a very interesting discussion, and that is, are you allowed to play ball on Shabbos and Yontif? So before we get into it, there's three ofen halachas in Shulchan Aruch that would seem to address this shaila. The first is Mechaber in Simin Shin Ayin, and this is in Hilchas Shabbos, Sifkot and Beis. The Mechaber says, Bocharim ha-mis-angim b'kfitzasan u-bim-rutzasan. You have Bocharim that they like to jump and they spring and they run, mutter. The halach is, they're allowed to run and they're allowed to jump on Shabbos. The chen lirois called of Hashem is angenboy, and they're allowed to see things that they enjoy. The chen mutal atayl, the Rambam says b'Shabbos, that's something that you're allowed to do as well. But the Mechaber says bochrim hamis angen bekfitzasan umrutzasan muter. Now the truth is, it's a little bit of a chiddush because really you're not allowed to run on Shabbos, you're not allowed to run on Yontif, and because you're not allowed to run on Shabbos, you would think that this is something that's not okay. But the Gemara says in Masech there's brachas that the Olam used to run to be smedrish, and the Mechaber paskins that bochrim hamis angen bekfitzasan umrutzasan muter. Even this is something that you're allowed to do. So as far as jumping and springing, which off the bat you would think maybe it should be a problem, state the Mechaber and Simon Shinayans of Cotton Base, that's not going to be an issue. But there's a way more mefurish halach and Shulchan Aruch. That's also in Hilchot Shabbos. That's in Simon Shinches. A Simon Shinches is Dinei Mukta. And the Mechaber in Sif Cotton Memhe says, quote, Asr Lischoik B'Shabbos B'Yontef V'Kadar. Mechaber says, you're not allowed to play ball on Shabbos and Yontef. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Matirim. However, there are others that are matter, the Nagula Hakel, and the minig is to be Mekel. So over here, it would seem to be a machloikis between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Mechaber says that you're not allowed to play ball on Shabbos V'yantif, no reasons given. But the Mechaber says you're not allowed to play ball on Shabbos V'yantif, but the Ramah says Yesh Makil. Now, the truth is that the source to this Mechaber is in the Beis Yosef, also right here in Simon Shinches, and the Beis Yosef quotes the Agur. Kosev ba'agur, b'shem shibali alekit. So these were the Rishonim. Sha'asur lischoik b'shabes b'yantif b'kadurim. You're not allowed to play ball. She'enam ro'in lotzer al-pit sluchisoy. De'memasi she'metantfi al-yidei tit fa'ofer. V'chein kadur shal'eitz otzer l'taltoloi v'litzchoik b'ay. So in the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch didn't say why you're not allowed to play ball. There is a clue. It's in Simon Shinches. We just prefaced that Simon Shinches is Hilchas Muksa, so that was a dead giveaway. But in the Beis Yosef, it's Mefurish. And the Beis Yosef says that the reason is because of a Muksa problem. This kadr that you want to play with is Muksa. Avla Toysis, Perikam de Beya. But Toysis, in Misnech des Beya, Ahod, Tan Bishama Yomir, Emaitin, Sakot of Loya, Salud of Loya, Sefetoro, Shusarab, Isilma, Tir, Kosmu, Pirish, Lav, Dafka Kotan, Lamoila. Not like some hell that it's Dafka Kotan for Brismila. Do I then Shaloy Lamoila Shari, Gamtil, Do Ashkachon de Mesachim, the Kader, Bishakoirin, the Birach, Alma, the Lek, Elatil, Mashma, Shemutal, the Taltal Kader, Beyonte. Says the Beis Yosef, that I know the Ogre, Bishem, the Shibali, like it, but it's not like Tysus. Tysus, Rabbeinu Tam, quoted that the minhag was that the Olam used to play ball. If it's Muktza, they went to play ball, but Toich's not going to help you for that. So obviously they held it wasn't a problem. And if that's the case, who adin? B'Shabbos, the B'dvarim Elu says the Beis Yosef, Yontif, B'Shabbos, Shavim. What's the difference in Yontif and Shabbos? In fact, we saw Beis Yosef, maybe it's more machmer in Muktza on Yontif than he is on Shabbos. So you see, for sure, there's no difference. But then the Beis Yosef says, Umi ubi Yerushalmi, Perik Beis the Tainus Matzasi. I found as follows. Shema'in Lamachar. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? So this is a Yerushalmi. Yeshayim Rim B'Pnei Azus. Some say it was related to Znus. V'yeshayim Rim Shayim Mesachim Mekadar. Because they used to play ball. And the Beis Yosef L'churim means that if the Yerushalmi says that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because they played ball, he didn't mean because they played ball. He probably meant because they were playing ball on Shabbos. And by playing ball on Shabbos, they were violating some sort of halacha. But either way, says the Beis Yosef, on the one hand, I have an ogre b'shem Shibali Alekhi that says it's a mukta problem. Toysus Be'ed Afid Be'ezim Aleph b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that the minute was they used to play ball. Clearly, he held it was a mukta. Now, that was Yontif, but the Beis Yosef was similar between Yontif and Shabbos. But then I have a Yerushalmi that says a Yeshayim that churim Beis HaMikdash actually happened because people used to play ball on Shabbos. And it's because of that the Beis Yosef came out that a person shouldn't play ball. Also, lischik b'Shabbos v'yontif b'kada. But the Ramah says not that way. V'yesh matirim v'na'agula hakel. And what's the makar to the Ramah? Says the Bir Hagra, ayin toisvis perikama d'yontif daf yud beiz amir alef. Ay the Yerushalmi. So the Vilna Gaon addresses the Yerushalmi. And he says, v'Yerushalmi ayri b'rshus harabim. Nishum Haitza, and had nothing to do with Mukta. It was related to a Rishus Harabim. And that's why Tosfos said that on Yontif, you don't have a problem with a Rishus Harabim. Because by Yontif, you have a Mitoich, and as long as you're playing ball for a Tzairich, which why would you play if it wasn't a Tzairich? So there is a Tzairich, so that's enough to address and alleviate the Rishus Harabim problem. And as a result, it's not going to be an issue. But the bottom line is, jumping up and down and running and coming and going, that's not a problem. That's Simon Shin Aleph, Bochrim, that enjoy jumping and springing. That the Mechaber says is fine. But the question is there a Muktzah problem? In Simon Shin Ches, what about Dinei Muktzah? So the Beis Yosef
Mechaber says, yeah, there's a muktzah problem. The Ramah says, v'yesh matirim, v'nag v'lohokal. He says, yeah, that's the minig. The minig is to be mekel. This halacha is brought down a third time. And that's already in Yoneinu. And that is in Hilchas Yontif. The Mechaber says, Sivkotin Aleph, mitoy simin tof kuf yutches. So just like Hoitzah is mutal tzayrach achila, it's also mutal shaloi l'tzayrach kigoin, katan, velulav, v'sefer Torah, v'keilin. Avol, avonim, ukiyotze behem aser. Says the Ramah. This is the Ramah right in the beginning of the mitoich sugya. Umutal lischaik bekader. You're allowed to play ball. Afilu b'rishos harabim. Even a rishos harabim. Afal gafte enayel atil ba'almo. Even though it's not a tzayrach mitzvah. But he says you're allowed to do it. What's the makar? Says the Vilna Gaon. Taisvis. Beyad afyud beizamad aleph. Kapirish Rabbeinu Tam. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, like Rabbeinu Tam said in Beyad afyud beizamad aleph, you're allowed to play ball. So over here, it gets a little labidic. The Taz says, Kosav Marshal, Dover Teimahulahater. Says, I can't believe it. The Ramah came out in Simen Shin Ches, and here again in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Ches, in Hilchah Shabbos regarding the Muktzah component of the ball, and in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Ches regarding carrying in Rishus HaRabim, that it's mutter to play ball on Yontif. What is this, a Hefkevel? Dover Teimahulahater. She'ain Tzorich Bi Yontif Klal. Says, there's no Tzorich to play ball on Yontif. Ela Tzchaik Shal Yeladim. For children, maybe. If you would ask me, I would say it's a very bad minig. And even though Taisvah said, and again the Marshal says, B'shem who? Not like Argusa, but in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, I don't care. I'm not masking. And ki efshesh loy bali yashiv el mashen agukin. It could be he was just coming to be meyashiv a minig. But v'mayashiv cheli, if I would have the koyach, I know this minig still exists, said the marshal. Avatline, I would completely eradicate this minig because this is not the way it's supposed to be. So the bottom line is, if you learn Shulchan Aruch, if you learn Mechaber and Ramah, it would seem that you're allowed to play ball on Shabbos, you're allowed to play ball on Yotam. It sounds a little surprising, maybe, but that would seem to be the maskana. Stating that, the Taz, Bekitzer in Simen Shin Ches, and a little bit more here in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Ches, quotes the Marshal, where the Marshal said it's a minigra, and he says, I know where it comes from. It comes from a Tosfos. That just means it's mutter. But at the same time, it's a terrible minig. Children, maybe. But as far as Gedolim doing this, this is not something that I would recommend. So I just want to mention a tshuva that my good friend Nachi Weinstein showed me. And this is a tshuva that was written by one of the Italian rabbanim in the 16th century. His name was Rabbeinu Moshe Provincelli. So Nachi, by the way, is the host of the very popular Sforim Chatter podcast, and he's a formidable expert in his own right in medieval and the Renaissance era Italian Jewry. So this is an area of expertise that he has, and he had shown me this tshuva a little while back, put a little sticker there. Tonight's the night to mention the tshuva. And that is, so Rabbeinu Moshe Provincelli was living in Italy. He was the Rav, he was the Avbezden of Mantua, which was a very large Jewish kehila in Italy. And he was asked the following question. It seems that tennis was a very, very popular sport in Renaissance Italy. And the minig was that on Shabbos and Yontif, the Olam would go to tennis courts. These were indoor tennis courts. And they would play tennis there. And the question was, is it okay or is it not okay? This was the question that they sent to Rav Moshe Provincelli. They said, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, are you allowed to play tennis on Shabbos and Yontif, or you're not allowed to play tennis? So he wrote back, Tshuva, Kasha Shamanu Ashmua. I've heard that people are playing this sport. And he starts describing it a little bit. I'm going to skip around. He says, Yanidu Habacharim Yakliu Bekaf. They play with their palms, oy bekeshes katana, with a small net, meulefes nimin, misureges chavolim. So that's a very long-winded way of saying tennis racket. But they used to play with their palms, which, by the way, the history of tennis is, before there were tennis rackets, there were palms. And that's the way people used to play tennis. So he said some people were still playing it pekaf, other people are playing it with a keshes katana, meulefes nimin, misureges chavolim. And he said they go to some court and the Olam chips in and together they spend money and they end up playing. And the question is it okay or is it not okay? Now, he says the way they used to play was, is there was a buy-in. So let's say you had to rent the court and it's chleis $100 an hour. So how do you determine who's going to pay? So the oilam would come together and they would play. And they would say, whoever loses, he's going to have to pay a disproportionate amount. There's a little masachik bekuvya going on here as well. But either way, there was an element where depending on how successful you are, it's just beautiful the way he describes it in his very poetic way, you know, what we would say today in very, very straight English. But the bottom line is, they're playing. Whoever wins, he gets a freebie. And whoever loses is going to have to pay. So the question is this okay or is this not okay? See, he says like this. He goes, it's pasha to me how this minig developed. He says, "Kein ro'inu levakish stodim ladan oisam lekaf schos." That's a pun. Lekaf schos. They played with their kaf. So he wants to be done them lekaf schos. So he says, "Amarnu ulai miskeinim hisboynanu v'hayu beineim ka'ichsim masay aviseim biyadeim," which is what Yontif is all about. Minig aviseinu biyadeinu. So he said, "I think that the reason they were doing this is because hizaru b'minig aviseichem." Right? This is what they were doing. They saw this by the zaydis. That's what they used to do on Yontif and Shabbos, and that's what they're doing. So what did they do? Marocha mo marocha. Kitzchayk hatfisa veha aviga. Rotzim v'koivtzim ishal reyeyo. So he's describing a sport that involves tackling. Sounds like it's wrestling. Maybe it's something else. Ach shehagoyvrim mehem noitzchim lechalik shekinegdom me'inyone achilo devarma. So what happened was, the Olam would get together, Marocha mul Marocha, so they would face off, and they would literally jump all over each other. Kitzchay katfisa v'ha'avika, rotzim v'koivtzim ishal reyeyo. You decide. Achagoyvrim mehem noitzchim, l'chalik shekinekdem minyone achilad varma. And they would split food, so either way. And he says, really, at first glance, it's mutter. Because what are you going to tell me? Oh, how are you jumping and springing? So he quotes the Torah, right? He was a contemporary with the Bnei Yosef and the Ramah. So he quotes the Torah that the Torah had already written a generation or so earlier, Simin Shin Aleph, that it's okay, Bachrim HaMesangin, from jumping and running, that's something they're allowed to do. So he said, based on that, people used to wrestle or tackle something on Shabbos and Yontif, and Mistama, this is Minigavi Seinu Biyodeinu, and that's why they're doing the same thing. But he said that the truth is that it's not the same thing. And he said the reason it's not the same thing is because we know the halacha is that you're not allowed to play a musical instrument on Shabbos and Yontif. And why not? Shema Yisakin Klishir. He says today most people that play tennis use a tennis racket. And as a result, there's always a concern that maybe the string is going to snap. And as a result, what are you going to do? You're going to be misakin the klimana. So you're going to be misakin the klimana. Just like Chazal said, you're not allowed to play with a musical instrument. He said, it could be based on that. You wouldn't be able to do this either. He said, I have another problem. He says, they're all played in indoor courts. Before there were lawnmowers, there were indoor courts. So it was very hard to play outdoors, right? So they're playing indoors. And because they're playing indoors, so he said, what happens is, you're playing in a Rishos HaYachid. The area outside is a Carmelis, or maybe it's worse, maybe it's a Rishos HaRabim. He said, what happens if somebody hits the ball and it's going to go outside? What's going to happen? Everyone experienced this when they were younger, so now you have a problem. The ball just went over the fence. It's Rishos HaRabim, Amir La'akim, you kick it, Pachas Midalad Amis, you make an Oyel HaRoy, right? We know all the tricks in the book. So the bottom line is, what are you going to do? Someone's going to end up carrying it. So he said, Shemin Yavireno, Dalad Amis, Rishos HaRabim. I think there's a Haitzah problem. So he said, L'chur, a lot of the Gzeres of Chazal, things that Chazal were very worried about, you would have over here. He says another thing. He says, it sounds like they're playing for real shekels here. They're playing for money. He says, Masachit Bekuvya, I don't even know if you're allowed to do this during the week. This is a problem. Now he says, you're going to tell me the Zaydis? They had Messiah for this in Italy. The Zaydis used to wrestle. He said, they used to wrestle for food. Food! The winner got a sandwich. He says, there wasn't that much at stake. He says, how much was it worth already? A few dinarim or whatever the euros, whatever the currency was. So he said, that's not an issue of Mesachik Bekuvia, that's Kleina Geld. And because it's such Kleina Kate, and that's not something that's going to be an issue. He says, not just that, they weren't playing for money. That's not what it was. HaMenutzachim Gam Kein Lo Yehoyim HaKpidim Al Hefzer HaMomen. It was a spiel, it was a game. They wanted it to have a little meaning. So like this, they attached a little bit of food to it. But from a practical standpoint, that was not the issue. He says, these chevra, they're coming, they're gambling. This is a parnosa. I mean, this is things that people are taking very, very seriously. So he said, from that standpoint, this is very, very different. So he says, klal, He says, you want to know, tennis in Italy in the 16th century, is this okay, is it not okay? He says, Ein heter b'tzchoyka karda b'shabas v'yontav, el b'yad. See, if you want to play with your hand, old school, the way they played it earlier, that's fine. Of a belevi, kelim on a skarm. You can't play it with a keli. Because if you're going to play it with a keli, it's going to be problem. He said, not just that, you have to make sure that there's no reshus hayachid to reshus haram problems. That's another thing you have to make sure. And additionally, he says, you have to make sure you're not playing for real money. Because once you start playing for real money, at that point, that's going to be an issue. Another thing he said, Shabbos, the Olam used to go learn. So there was manim when the people would give a shir, and there was shiurim kavuim, and based on that, the Olam would come, and they would listen to shiurim. So he says, you have to make sure that it doesn't happen during the shir, because if it happens during the shir, that it's going to end up being bittul Torah. So he said, the bottom line is, you want to know if you're allowed to play ball? He says, the Ramos Psak. And based on that, he didn't quote Rama. He was a contemporary of the Rama. But he said, based on his understanding, so he says, L'chari, of course you're allowed to play ball. That's not a problem. The major issues are not issues. He said, however, I have some tennis problems. I have a Shemi Yisak and Clay Mona problem. That's an issue. They used to play in a way where there was a Gzeira maybe Shemir Yavireno Dal Rams Shasarabim. They used to play for money. That could be a Masachet Bekuvia problem. Another thing is they used to rent the court for hours, so like they would take it like from 2 to 5 Shabbos afternoon. He said that's a problem. So he says you have to work around that issue as well. But there was some logistical issues that he said need to be addressed, and he said as long as you can address the logistical issues, then in theory this is something that you'd be allowed to do. It's interesting, there's another Italian tshuva, they cross-reference this on the bottom of the tshuvas for Moshe Provenzali. There's another Italian tshuva sefer, and this tshuva was written by Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh Memodinas. So he was very, very famous. Also lived around that same Tkufa in the 16th century, early 17th century. And there's some famous tshuvas here. This particular tshuva is tshuva chav beis. And in tshuva chav beis, he discusses two things. Apparently, he had given a drasha, and word got to the Chachmei Prague. It traveled from Italy to Prague. He was in Modena, that's in Italy. And it goes all the way to Prague. And they found out about the drasha that he gave, and they were moich. And there were two things he said in this drasha that the Yidden in Prague didn't like. Number one, he had said something about the obligation to wear a yarmulke is maybe not something that you mechuyev to do. Me'ikar adin, kiyodua, v'chiyodua, ve'inka mekoy me'laharech. But we need the second thing. The second thing he said was, "Oyd yavei bezeh shemutal lesachik bekador uberaketa b'Shabbos." So raketa is tennis, and he had said that you're allowed to play tennis on Shabbos. Either way, they came and they said, "You said you got a berabim. You're this very prominent rabbi. You said you're allowed to play tennis on Shabbos. How can you have said something like this?" So he writes back as follows. He says, "Amnon amasha amru shadarashti berabim shemutal lesachik bekador b'Shabbos. You said that I paskin you're allowed to play tennis on Shabbos. Says sheke v'chazav lehayu dvar me'olam." I never said anything like this. And the Kalei Chiyach, he said, it's very easy to prove it. And he says, you know why? Because every single time I give a drasha, there's hundreds of people in the synagogue listening to my drashas. He goes, go ask anybody. This is a milsa da'ami, not ba'ampi tlasa, ba'ampi tlas meya, v'shis meya. He says, every one of my drashas, there's hundreds of people listening to us. He says, go ask anybody what I said. They'll be able to tell you what it is. He says, but you want to know what you must have heard? I'll tell you what you must have heard. He said, what happens? There was a Shabbos. And one Shabbos, there was a big ramko that came out, and one of the rabbanim in Italy said that from now on, no one's allowed to play ball. Which ball? Shakirin Raketa, which again, I think is tennis. But he said, you're not allowed to play tennis on Shabbos. And he said, not just that. Anyone that ever played tennis on Shabbos was a Mechal Shabbos, and he has to do tshuva. And the kapara that he's going to have to get is the kapara for someone that's Mechal Shabbos. So he said, my son was there. This is Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh Mimodena talking. He said, my son Rav Mordechai was there. The Cham Libay Bekirbay Kederech HaBachrim. And he said he got very excited, like teenagers sometimes do. He said, Yan, Einenu Nedar Baruch Hashem, V'yodeu Sefer Amevenu. And he understood that what the Olam was talking about was pure Amaratzis. And he was in this ghetto where they're playing, and he got up and he said, he says, I'm not saying you want to make a gzeir, you're not allowed to play ball. I'm not arguing with that. But to say they were Mechal Shabbos, it's not so awesome. You want to say, don't play Besaid, I'm not getting involved. This is a bacher. He said, this is above my pay grade. But at the same time, you want to say that they were Mechal Shabbos? That's not true. Anyways, he said it was someone else that was there. He agreed with my son. He said, and then I arrived. The Omar Noam, we said, She'ein Isser B'Dover Atzmoy. There is no Isser. Afal Pisha Toiv Osulim Noya Hadover. Even though I think they did the right thing, because of things that can happen. Now, what can come from it? So he threw out something that Rav Moshe Provenzali didn't mention. He had another one, Gzeiras Chazal. So we had Shemi Yisak and Klishir, the racket. We had Shemi Yavirenu Dal Rabbis, Rishus HaRabim, because the ball might go outside, and now you can end up carrying it from Rishus HaRabim. He threw in the Gzeira of Ashvuye Gumois. These are like the big three Gzeiras that you find. So Ashvuye Gumois, that comes up a lot in Masechta Shabbos, where if there's ever a ditch in the ground, you may want to smoothen the ditch. So you can imagine what the tennis courts were like back then. So he was worried about something else. Maybe there's going to be a gzera of Ashvuye Gumois, but he was able to get around that because it would be a Davashen Meschavin. It could be that we're even doing it unintentionally. But the bottom line is, he worked through the whole thing. He said, listen, I understand that it's maybe not okay, but to call people Mechalei Shabbos when they weren't Mechalei Shabbos, that's not something that you're allowed to do. But either way, so he said, I'm asking to your psak, and I don't think it's mutter, and I'm going to go along with you, and I'm going to say that this is not something that you should do. But at the same time, I disagree, and I take umbrage to anyone that says that it's Chil Shabbos, because at the end of the day, you can go through all the halachas in Shulchan Aruch, right? All of the things that you can possibly think of. You're not allowed to run, you're not allowed to drum. That's a halach in Simen Shin Aleph, that's Beseder. Muksa, the Ramah says, Simen Shin Ches, that's Beseder. On Yontif, maybe there's a Haitzah problem, so you do it indoors, and on Yontif, there's no problem with Haitzah anyways, because Mitoch Shehutra Malacha Letzairich, so Haitzah is Mutter, Shemloi Letzairich as well, and it doesn't have to be Letzairich Mitzvah, any Tzairich is going to be okay. Alts Gzeris Chazal, maybe that we can do. Meaning, Chazal never made the Gzeris as it relates to these particular instances, but we could come up with Gzeris, and that's something we can think about. Shemi Yisak and Klishir, the equipment that you're going to be using. Some people played for money, that's a Masachik Bekuvya problem, that's a whole other issue. Shemi Yavirenu Dal Rambis Beshus HaRabim, the Gzeris Mishum Ashvuye Gumois. So these are all issues that could potentially come about. But what's interesting is that at the end of the day, it seems like the minig historically in Klal Yisrael was that people used to play ball. It's fascinating. But people used to play ball. That's what they did. They played ball on Shabbos. They played ball on Yom Tov. And it doesn't sound like it was only kids. Because if it was only kids, then the Yom Shel Shloim didn't have such a problem. The problem was because adults were playing ball. And it seems like nobody was really Meicha. And then the Yom Shel Shloim was. And then he was Meicha. He wasn't Meicha. It is Aser. It's not Aser. But at first glance, something that you would think would maybe be very, very problematic. At the end of the day, again, the Taz brings the Yom Shel Shloim who came out very, very stark. And even Rav Moshe Provenzali and Rav Yehuda Arami Modena in 16th century Italy, they all said you should not play tennis unless you're able to mamish work it out. But at the same time, from a deiraisadikah perspective and from a chil shabbosdikah perspective, it seems like everybody was in agreement that it's not a question of real chil shabbos.